The world wants to know what the world is thinking, and to stay relevant and competitive, you need to know what's working and what isn't. You want to peer over the garden wall of your peers and see what they're doing. This is the Accounting Answers podcast, answering and asking the questions that you have on your mind. And we're asking the people whose opinions and insights are super valuable. I'm Rob Brown, your host, and in recent months, I've reached out to 111 of the world's most influential experts, leaders, and advisors in the accounting world. And I've asked them the same five questions, and that means over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with skin in the game. All of these guests play in the accounting, finance, and tech sphere. They're working through or with accounting firms. They all have the experience, the viewpoints, the interests. They all care. Together, they give you the whole picture of what the next generation of accountants will look like, the realm of proactive advice, what's changing accounting, and how, and what the tech and software vendors can do better in this space. I'll also ask them to give three predictions for accounting over the next few years, and you won't believe the variety of answers and perspectives that come out from that one question. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode, we'll focus on one of the five questions and give you five answers from our experts. Let's get moving with today's episode. This week, we're asking whether the next generation of accountants, CPAs, and finance professionals will be any different from their predecessors. The world is undergoing a rapid period of transformation driven by technological advancements, evolving business models, ever-changing regulatory landscapes, and a change in the values of what people really want. This dynamic environment raises loads of questions about how the profession will adapt and thrive in the years to come. Let's tune in and see what our experts really think. Let's grab a few moments with David Cieslak, CPA technologist who helps companies grow strategically with cloud-based solutions, ensuring that businesses leverage the latest technology for optimal financial management.
Yeah, the short answer is absolutely yes. There's going to be evolution, you know, by the accounting profession. So you think about technology, the impact of technology, just overall technology proficiency will continue to improve, I think, over time. So that's significant. Really just the role of data science or data analytics. You think about insights. And I would tell you, it's not just the numbers, it's what do the numbers tell us? What's actionable? What can be gained by understanding the underlying numbers? And then finally, I would say soft skills. And I think the value of the bedside manner, will say, and can't be stressed enough. And I'm not just talking about public practitioners and even within private industry, the ability to communicate well with others, your insights, your findings, and do that in a way that really is productive. And so the role of soft skills will continue to be, you know, important. So it's not your entire day job can't just be done via chat box. You're going to have to engage. And so the role of soft skills will be important. And I often think of, you know, just what does the profession look like generationally? And so often, you know, we learn it maybe one way in school. We experience it specifically within the firms, the organizations that we work for. But really, you know, you think about the impact we might have as practitioners. It's important to understand both the tools in our toolbox, but also the way that helps us deliver that value. And so it's going to be, you know, whether it's technology proficiency, data analytics, the soft skills, you know, really it's a matter of saying, what's the right way to bring that to my day job to make the maximum impact.
Join us as we listen to Davis Bell, CEO of Canopy, the firm-wide operating system for modern firms, who's revolutionizing how accounting practices operate and engage with their clients through technology.
I believe that they will be much different than their predecessors. And I think that there's probably a couple of different ways to think about why that is. I think maybe the first one is I believe they're going to be much, much quicker to adopt technology than previous generations have been. I think accountants generally tend to be sort of in that laggard category, if I'm being totally honest. And I think that this new generation is not going to be like that. And I think there's probably a couple of reasons as to why that is. The first being that it will be out of necessity. I think that technology, you know, if you think about, okay, we're moving from pen and paper to spreadsheets, right? Or we're moving from you know, spreadsheets to on-premise software, or from on-premise software to cloud software. There were huge benefits to each of those iterations, right? And, you know, if you were a forward-thinking accountant, an early adopter, you would certainly reap the rewards of making those shifts from sort of point A to B to C to D. But I believe now we're heading into a time where those changes are not going to be incremental, right? They're going to be these like geometric step function changes in technology, to the point that failing to adopt them will sort of render an accountant, their firm, irrelevant, honestly. And so I think that this new generation will sort of intuitively understand that. And I think that the shift is going to be a forcing function there. And then I think, too, I mean, this is not new news by any means, but as we see sort of Gen Z, Gen Alpha, they think about work very differently than previous generations have. And they're more interested in figuring out a way to make their work work within their life. And so I think that technology is a really great way to do that. And they're not as up for just banging their head against the wall and sort of brute force. And I think that technology is a way to enable them to do that. So that's kind of how I think about it.
We're now engaging with Della Kopp, Director of Brand and Buzz, bookkeeping support platform BookKeeper, where she's at the forefront of transforming bookkeeping with automation and artificial intelligence.
That's a really good question in regards to what they learn when they come out of whatever studies or university they might be in. I think with the generation that's coming up into this new phase of the accounting profession, they're going to bring a lot of technology with them, which what we're looking at for the people that are possibly phasing out right now, that's something that's been, you know, on the cusp for them that they've had to learn more about. And the excitement behind what the newer, younger generation will bring forward, and, you know, their love for life as well. We all have that love, but they're trying to balance all of it, I think, is going to be distinctly different. So what that's going to mean is that with the younger generation, we're going to probably see a different type of service offering from them, more engagement with the clients, what they can actually advise them for their businesses and helping them to realize growth opportunities, as well as what they focus on for growth as well. And with the technology that they utilize to make things more automated instead of more, you know, old school, if you're still using spreadsheets, et cetera. So the firms are just going to be advanced with bringing along their clients as well, so that they can help provide to them information that may have not been provided in the past.
Lending that considerable voice now to the conversation is Denise Froming, inspiring growth and empowering the next generation, a CEO of Cal CPA, leading initiative to support and advance the accounting profession.
I would say absolutely they will be different. And, you know, every generation, I would say, has a unique perspective and leverages technology and also just challenges business models. And so when I look at just the next generation, and actually a survey that was done by EY, and it called out some themes. And some of those themes were just the financial security that's increasingly important in this generation. So they're savers, which is interesting. I'm also willing to challenge the status quo from a success standpoint. And then also just a high level concern, and we're seeing this with education that we have, of well-being of themselves and for others as well. So when you look at that and you put that all together, it really means a generation that's going to be more tech savvy than we have today. I mean, they use their smartphones for everything, and also more balanced. And we're seeing that with firms having to have their culture front and center. And also, I've talked to firms making sure that they're connecting with their employees about what the purpose is of their work. And that really resonates with this next generation. And then also just attuned to their financial well-being, which speaks to our financial literacy that we have for the profession. So it all really helps us to see that there's going to be an opportunity for them to lean into the profession and just wanting to be more involved in accounting and being a CPA. So what that's going to mean for the firms of the future is looking at ESG, because more purpose in their lives is going to mean that they're going to be more attuned to that. Also, tech savvy. There's the AI, machine learning. So there's going to be more focus on that. And then definitely the firms will be looking at how they can help with well-being for their employees. And that may even extend into their clients, looking at how they can help their clients to define that dream that they want for their future as well.
And now a few insightful words from Dermot Hamblin, accounting tech consultant and co-founder of Act for Your Future, dedicated to integrating technology into accounting for future readiness.
Well, I think they will. I mean, all of the skills that our current crop of great accountants have in terms of the technical skills, the attention to detail, the analytical skills are still going to be required moving forward. But I think what will change is the fact there'll be a much bigger need for data analytics within the profession. Now, that may be a small cohort of accountants that have that, but we'll certainly see or are already seeing, you know, the influence of data analysis creep in. But I think from a more leadership, even managerial position, the ability to influence both their peers that they work with, the teams that they lead, and also the clients or potential clients that they speak to, they're going to have to improve the communication skills and the storytelling abilities that they have to influence those stakeholders that I've just mentioned.
So there you have 5 great answers to the question, will the next generation of accountants be any different from their predecessors? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give the insights of 5 top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of next-gen accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for North America and UK Europe. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.